This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Matt from Puyallup is. Matt, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Matt. Steve, he sounds like he is raring to go, so you better get out of here.
All right. Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Matt will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What color are most school buses?
Yellow.
Correct. Did I do that was the catchphrase of what TV character?
Was it Steve Urkel?
It was. The moon Leda orbits which planet in our solar system?
Mars, Venus, Jupiter.
Yes, Jupiter. Dexy's Midnight Runners gave us which one-hit wonder?
Come on, Eileen.
That is the one. Which national flag features a red dot?
Japan.
Yes. Which famous classical composer's music was in A Clockwork Orange?
Beethoven?
Correct. How many neck bones do humans have?
One?
No.
Two, three?
No, no. Which U.S. state is known as the Wolverine State?
Minnesota?
No.
Wolverine. Just pass for now.
Which president's first inauguration did Fleetwood Mac perform at?
Oh, Bill Clinton.
Yes. What part of the cinnamon tree becomes the spice?
The bark?
Yes. Which U.S. state is known as the Wolverine State?
Wolverine. I don't know.
No worries. You scored 8, Matt, and that is a very, very impressive score today.
Good deal.
Yeah. In walks the great Steve Higgs.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Danny.
Welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Blindfold on. Are you ready?
I got it.
Yeah, Danny, let's go. What color are most school buses?
Yellow.
Yes. Did I do that was the catchphrase of what character?
Steve Urkel.
Yes. Family the moon Leda orbits which planet of our solar system?
That would be Uranus.
It would not be.
I don't know. Mars?
No.
Jupiter.
You do know. Dexy's Midnight Runners gave us which one-hit wonder?
Come on, Eileen.
That's the one. Which national flag features a red dot?
Is that Japan?
It is. Which famous classical composer's music was featured in A Clockwork Orange?
Mozart.
No.
Beethoven.
Yes. How many neck bones do humans have?
3?
No.
6?
No.
9?
Nice, but no. Which U.S. state is known as the Wolverine State?
Michigan.
You know it. Which president's first inauguration did Fleetwood Mac perform at?
Oh, is that Obama?
No.
Oof. Clinton.
Yes. What part of the cinnamon tree becomes the spice?
The root.
No.
The branch.
No.
The trunk.
No, Steve, you got, with time on the clock, 8 correct.
You sound pained.
It was a tie.
Oh, come on.
8. Nice job, Matt.
Good game, Steve.
You too, Matt.
Right on.
And to go through the ones that you got wrong, neither of you knew that there are 7 neck bones in the human neck. Yes. And then he did know that the part of the cinnamon tree that becomes the spice is the bark.
The bark.
The bark.
Okay.
Yeah, but very nicely done, Steve. 8 is a very good score.
Not good enough.
We have another game to play coming up at 7:50.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
There's a pretty slick feature on our Odyssey app that lets you leave us a voice message, and some of them are very interesting, Steve.
Somebody has an insane story about dealing with bullies that somehow ties into Motley Crue.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Beck.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
You can leave us a voice message day or night, night or day, through the Odyssey app. Just open it up and look for the little microphone icon and let her rip. Steve Miggs, what are the people saying today?
A rockaholic wants to talk about bullies.
Okay.
Hey, morning crew. I wasn't able to get this on the air, but I knew you'd like the story, so I thought I'd do it here. When I was in eighth grade, my brother, cousin, and I all got suspended from school for fighting with a bully on the school bus. We were on our way home, and he was picking on some little kid, so my brother stood up to him, and then he started punching my brother.
Jeez.
I jumped up, pulled him off my brother, and started punching him, and my cousin ran interference to make sure none of his friends could get involved either.
Also, on the flip side, I feel like bus drivers probably could write books just the insanity that's going, because here's a bus driver just trying to get these kids home safe, and there's a fight club happening on the bus.
Thankless job.
And the bus driver ended up having to stop the bus a block away from our stop to pull me off of him. But all 4 of us got suspended, and we couldn't go on the end of the year school trip to Elitch Gardens. So my dad, stepmom, and aunt all pitched in instead to buy us tickets to see Styx and Motley Crue at Fiddler's Green.
Okay. Upgrade.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the other thing is, but it's way lamer than seeing Motley Crue. Maybe Styx might be in.
Styx too.
Mm. Which ended up being like the same weekend anyway. So I think we got the better end of the deal.
Yes.
Anyway, love the show, guys. Keep on rocking.
That is amazing.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's nuts.
Do you ever have any issues with bullies? Like any fights or?
Not really any fights.
Were
just
you
like,
the bully?
No, I wasn't.
You kind of bully me around in the show from time to time.
Oh,
no. Very
there
mean.
Was, there was like one time a girl, well, we had gone to like a high school party and I'd had a little bit too much to drink.
Shocking.
And I kind of crawled out.
Is this fifth grade, sixth grade? What are we talking?
This is like my probably junior or senior year. But I like crawled away from the party into like the side of this field, obviously, so I could vomit a little bit. And this girl that was really mean to me kicked dirt into my eyes. Yeah. While I was puking.
Oh.
That's so mean when someone's at like the absolute lowest possible moment in their life, just, you know, puking their guts out. You're going to kick dirt in her eyes. It was pretty rough.
I remember one time in junior high, I'm stepping up to this bully. I was like, up to him. And it was very cold out in New York, so there was a lot of snow. And he just rocked my world and then did the whole whitewashing, like in your face in the snow. And I'm like, this sucks. Why did I step up to this guy?
That's like out of a movie, Steve. Oh, no. And then you never stood up to a bully again?
Well, eventually he got hit by a truck, so I guess I won at the end of
what?
The deal.
Did he really?
Yeah, when I got found out later on in life, like he went down a weird road in life, but apparently he was like on a motorized scooter and he got hit by a truck.
Whoa.
Not to say that I already did say I won, but you know what I mean?
Karma.
Yeah.
Holy cow, that's intense.
Yeah, there was like a whole layers of just craziness that this kid ended up doing. Like he was just like gotten like involved with like mobs or gangs and things.
Oh,
and
no.
It was just not a very good, he didn't end up cleaning his life up, let's just
say. That's too bad.
All right, let's check out our next voice message. Well, that's too bad.
Give one of your pumpkins to your big dog. He'll love it. It's great for him. Y'all have a rocking day. Bye.
All right. Pumpkin is good for dogs.
Because you were talking about smashing pumpkins yesterday.
You're giving them to my chickens.
And giving them your chickens. So now I got to give them to Lucy.
Well, I think it's if your dog's having some sort of, you know, digestive troubles, you're supposed to give them pumpkin. It's supposed to help with their poo.
Yes, we would get like, you know, like pumpkin sauce. What is it called?
What do they call it? Like applesauce?
Pumpkin puree.
Pumpkin puree. That's the stuff. You put it in their food, helps them poop better.
Sometimes in the morning, your brain's just not working. I'm like, it's like applesauce, but it's pumpkin sauce. Yeah. Now, before we started the show, since we're talking pumpkins, and it is the season, Danny, you posed a challenge to Taryn before we turned our mics on about pumpkins and her chickens.
So I was at my workout class yesterday, and our coach shared with us that last year she did the chicken jack-o'-lantern thing. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she says, apparently, if you take, like, you score a pumpkin and you, like, do the eyes and the smile and everything, and then you put it out in your chicken pen, that the chickens will smell the pumpkin and they'll come and carve your jack-o'-lantern for you.
Yeah, you can, like, prick holes in it to make the eyes, the nose, and the mouth, and then let your chickens do the carving for you.
But they
it's
won't,
pretty
like,
wild.
They won't do the rest of the pumpkin. They'll just do the part that they can, like...
That they can access.
Yeah.
Well, do they make a design?
Yeah, well, you, make, you do
you
it.
You kind of make the right. design for them, and then they do their job. And it looks really hilarious.
I can't imagine. It probably looks better than anything I can do with a pumpkin.
I was like, what is happening? What in the Taryn Daily is happening
I'm gonna
at,
do
at
it.
Orange Theory today?
I'm going to do it tonight.
City folks just don't get
so if I YouTube chicken pumpkins, do you think?
Yeah.
Or chicken
carving. Chicken carving pumpkins. Carving. Or pumpkin carving chickens.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's the first thing that shows up.
Hey, y'all. Have you seen that viral challenge going around where you give your chickens a pumpkin and see if they carve it out for you? Well, we're going to give it a try today and see if my chickens are too bougie to eat a pumpkin.
Oh, my goodness.
Mine are not.
I stabbed the pumpkin with some scissors and gave it some eyes and a mouth. And we're going to see if the chickens can work their magic and carve us a pumpkin.
I am fascinated.
Everyone has shown up and is very interested.
She's got a lot of chickens.
Pumpkin. Y'all ready to carve?
Yeah.
They're all trying to figure it out. Will they carve a pumpkin? Let's give them a couple hours and see. Well, I'll be.
Holy crap!
Work my chickens have created for us. They have created a very scary looking pumpkin.
But can confirm. That's better than I can do.
Please do this, Taryn.
I will
please,
do it today.
Please take a video.
I have several uncarved pumpkins because the older I get, the more I hate carving pumpkins. So I'm going to let the chickens do the work.
Listening to that video, again, I ask, what in the Taryn Daily is this?
City folks just don't get it.
The Daily Migs Show.
We're throwing a party called Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena. And we've invited Brent Smith and Zach Myers from Shinedown to play The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, Sleep Theory, Des Rocks, Return to Dust.
Yeah.
Quite a lineup. And nobody will be plugged in. Everybody's acoustic. And you can get your tickets before they are sold out at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Toronto Blue Jays rookie Trey Yesavage. He's 22 years old. He made his Major League Baseball debut in September. And last night, he delivered an absolutely dominant 7-inning, 12-strikeout performance in Game 5 of the World
Series. And I heard someone said that he no walks. So in 7 innings, 12 strikeouts, no walks. It's never been done in the World Series.
Toronto
he's
won,
22.
He's just a baby. Toronto won 6-1 over the Dodgers. They are one victory away from their very first title since 1993.
And also, I think his salary is like a minimum wage salary. It's insane. Like, he's playing amongst multi-millionaires and shutting them down. And he's not even... 100,000
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
After the game, David Ortiz asked A-Rod a wonderful question about how impressive that performance was.
You went from A-ball to the big league. I want you to explain people how hard it is to escalate from A-ball to the big league and perform at that level.
It's just a different level, and I sucked at it, Poppy. So that's why I can speak about it.
Mm. Also, taken out of context, this part does sound kind of strange.
And I sucked at it, Poppy. Mm.
All right, we're moving on.
So that's why I can speak about it. I got demoted 5 times in 1 year. The adjustment is just so big. And Poppy, I don't think we're...
So he must be talking about when he was with the Seattle Mariners. You know, it's been so many years.
You forget
that at some point, Alex Rodriguez was not a superstar. And like they were just probably like, send him back down to the minors.
Totally.
I don't think we're doing a good enough articulating how hard it is. But trust me when I tell you, to be at this level in the World Series is nothing less but a miraculous performance.
And I think it may actually be helping him. Most players...
So that's Derek Jeter now chiming in.
Wait a long time in their career. There's a buildup to we finally made it to the World Series. A couple months ago, he was in A-ball. Now, all of a sudden, he's on the mound at Dodger Stadium. So it's like everything's happening so fast that maybe after the World Series is over, he's going to look back and say, wow, what did I just do? You know what I mean?
That is crazy when you kind of think about the fact that, like, what, an A-ball, maybe you're playing in front of a few hundred, maybe a couple thousand tops fans, and then now here you are on the largest stage performing and dominating.
I don't know how you could possibly calm your nerves and perform under that kind of pressure, but he's doing it.
But maybe, like, Jeter brings up a good point. He just doesn't even know any better. I mean, he knows, you know what you're doing. You know the gravity of it. You know how big of it. But, like, he hasn't been doing this for so long where it's like, you know, I think about like someone like Luke Wilson who won like a Super Bowl in his rookie season. And then you think, okay, well, this is just the start of many Super Bowls. And then you realize, oh, no, it's not. And a lot of players, he's just the first one that popped into my mind. But,
oh, yeah.
So I think, you know, when you're young and you don't realize like how much of a grind and how hard it is to get back to that.
It's insanely impressive.
Yes. That is just nuts. Do you have a moment in your life where you look back and you're like, wow, I can't believe I just did that?
Probably when I swallowed goldfish number 7.
Why are we doing this?
In the goldfish swallowing contest.
Danny,
when I swallowed the 7th goldfish, I was like, whoa, what did I just do?
You know, that is pretty impressive when you put it in that context.
Thank you.
Can you do it again?
Could I swallow 7 goldfish?
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
Sure.
Danny, we won't do that. God. All right. Since she doesn't have a real answer, Danny, do you have...
You know, honestly, I think that it was one of those, like, when I first ran my first 5K, and it wasn't, like, even that impressive, but I had never done any, like, physical activity in my life before, so it was kind of like one of those, like, for me, it was just like, wow, I did that.
That is awesome. Yeah. Although, are you ready for a marathon?
No.
I had a friend that just did one on a whim, almost. Like, he prepared, like, a month.
What?
And I'm like, what are you doing?
I can't.
I would have to prepare for years.
Right. Even my wife, like, she was, like, working her way up to it. She got to the half marathon, and then she hit that point, like, a revelation in her head that she's just like, this is boring, and I don't like running this long.
You really have to like it.
And I'm only halfway there. Ooh. I am not doing a full marathon.
See, I had a half marathon goal before I was 40, and I have about a year on that. I don't think it's going to happen.
You can
guys.
Do it.
Danny, you can do it.
Just sign up for one.
13 miles, guys.
Listen, brother, you just sign up for one, and then you start training for it. Are there any half marathons coming up?
I'm sure there probably
are. Danny, if I can swallow 7 live goldfish, you can do a half marathon. I know this.
Truer words have never been spoken.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK is the number to call. And we want you to tell us, what was your wow, what did I just do moment? A time you really impressed or surprised yourself? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us about that time you said to yourself, wow, what did I just do? We're going to take your calls after Foo Fighters.
I found the half marathon and it's perfect because it's Thanksgiving time. It's the gobble and go Thanksgiving run.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble and go. Something that our friend Taryn apparently is.
Wow.
Well, is that bad? I'll see myself out.
Trey Savage, all of 22 years old, had an insane pitching performance last night in the World Series for the Blue Jays. This is his rookie year.
12 strikeouts, no walks.
Who does that?
They won 6-1.
Trey Savage.
One game away from winning the World Series.
Derek Jeter summed it up best by saying this.
After the World Series is over, he's going to look back and say, wow, what did I just do? You know what I mean?
So we want to hear from you.
And it was
you.
Cool seeing his parents, too. That always gets me emotional. It's so great always seeing like the parents, doing everything that they went through all years of taking the Little League games and all that kind of stuff, and just seeing them be emotional. And I think they even had like their own like little shirts that had Trey's name on it in the Blue Jays font. It was cool.
So we want to know about you, Rockaholics. What was your wow, what did I just do moment? A time that you really impressed yourself or maybe surprised yourself. Call 206-803-ROCK. Rob from North Bend, what was your wow, what did I just do moment?
The day I decided to run a 50-mile ultramarathon.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so have you done, I imagine you've done like full marathons before that.
Yeah, I ran a bunch of full marathons. I've done a couple 50Ks, but never the 50-miler.
How long does it take?
That was next on my list.
How long does it take to run 50 miles?
It was through the mountains of Mount St. Helens.
Uh-huh.
And so it took about 12 and a half hours.
Oh, my goodness.
What kind of support is there along the way?
There's aid stations. There's food. There's stuff like that. Because you have to eat on the way because you burn too many calories. But, I mean, it's a lot of fun to do them. It's just really hard.
Rob, it doesn't sound like a lot of fun, to be honest. At least not for me. Oh, are you listening to music while doing it, or are you just like alone in your thoughts?
You're alone in your thoughts.
Wow.
What they do is they basically strip you down and
tell
expose
me more.
Almost every emotion you have. I mean, you go through every type of pain you can imagine. Your body will shut down at some point, and then you have to crawl out of that. You know, it's a true feat of endurance.
So let's say the next day, Rob, what is your body going through?
Great question.
What are your feet doing? How are your legs?
Do you even get out of bed?
What I do is it's called a maintenance run. A day or two afterwards is I go through and just put one foot in front of the other, get a couple miles and shake my legs out, or else the soreness will just set in too hard and then I can't get it out. So it just shakes the actors out that idea.
I'm very curious, and it's a stupid question, but what is your all-time favorite movie?
My all-time favorite movie?
Yeah.
Right now, it's actually Mission Impossible, but you know.
Okay. I thought you were going to say Forrest Gump, because I was just thinking like Forrest loves to run. Rob loves to run.
He ran all the way home.
I feel like that's the perfect movie to get inspired.
Let's check in with Mike from Olympia. Mike, what was your wow, what did I just do moment?
Well, it definitely wasn't my proudest day, but I was on my way to a job site, and I was in my personal truck, big diesel 2006 Chevy Silverado, and it was raining real hard, lost control of my truck, and I managed to end over and flip it into the drainage ditch upside down. And I woke up in the back seat of the truck with water flowing in the truck.
Oh, my gosh.
And there was only one window that I saw even a little bit of daylight out of, and managed to kick out the window, and I swam out of the truck. And there was a little septic pumper guy that happened to stop, and he took a picture as I crawled out of the ditch. And he didn't think that anybody was going to come out of that. But it wasn't my day.
Mike, do you have any idea how long you lost consciousness for?
Just a couple of seconds, I'm sure.
Were there any, I mean, obviously massive damage to your truck, but were any injuries to you? Or was it just like you came through, you were able to get out, and you were fine?
I'll send you guys a picture after we get off the phones. And it's just absolutely amazing that I walked away with not a scratch.
So when like someone in your family's like, hey, how was your day? I mean, like, you need to sit down. I have a story for you.
That is pretty much it. I mean, and the pictures tell more of a story than I could ever tell anybody.
Wow.
You know, it's just like, wow, you walked away from that. And the answer is yes. Thank goodness I did.
Oh, absolutely, man. Thank you for sharing that story.
Then you go buy a lottery ticket because it was a lucky day.
Oh, I think I just go get some food and eat like a crazy man. Like, all you can eat. Yes. Give me everything. I need to just drown my sorrows in carbs.
The Daily Mix Show.
I do believe that someone out there is capable of beating Migs. And maybe they just needed a little help from the cheat sheet to make it happen, Steve Migs. Yesterday at 5:40, we gave out three of the correct answers to the upcoming game during the men's room. Call 206-803-ROCK to play Beat Migs at 7:50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.